What's a fake relationship? And are you in one? That's what we're talking about today at queenbeeing.com. How can you tell if you're in a fake relationship? I'm going to give you 10 different ways. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. If you're a decent person with a good heart and you're trapped in a bad relationship, you're probably emotionally exhausted. It's painful because as you're going forward in this relationship, you're giving everything you have and then some. And the other person, for whatever reason, knows that it's kind of a facade. It's a fake relationship. It really is kind of a mirage, and it just makes you tired. Really, if we're being honest, a fake relationship is not a relationship. What it really is what some people like to call a manipulationship. Now, I'm going to be really honest. I heard this word from one of my awesome YouTube Spanily members named Dawn, and she says, it's a manipulationship. And what does that mean? Well, I think it means that you've got one person who's a really great person, who's real and genuine and full of the best intentions. And that person really wants to make this relationship work. And then you've got a quote-unquote partner who's totally not even there. They're checked out. In fact, in some cases, they don't even really act like they're in a relationship at all. It's a little sad. It's quite infuriating. And at the very least, it makes you go, what? What in the world just happened and why is it happening? Let's talk about it. Every situation is different, but when one of you is invested and the other person isn't invested, you might be dealing with a fake relationship. Unfortunately, the love you feel for the other person might actually be clouding your ability to kind of take care of yourself and get out of the situation. The infatuation factor, the fear of abandonment, lots of other things can kind of dig in and cause you to not be logical and instead to let emotion drive you, to let emotion make the choices for you. And if you're dealing with any sort of trauma bonding in the process, that's a whole other ball of wax. Now, I'm going to put a link for you right here so that you can check out my playlist on trauma bonding and learn more about that. Why is it so hard to get out of a fake relationship? Well, in most cases, that comes down to one of three things. You're scared to be by yourself, you're scared to admit that you failed, or you're scared of how you're going to feel when it's all said and done. What if I regret my decision? I've been there. I've felt that. Getting out of a fake relationship is one of the hard parts, but it requires you to actually recognize it as a fake relationship for this to happen. You might also call a fake relationship a toxic relationship.
How do you know you're in a toxic relationship? What are the signs? What are the things to look for? The first sign that you need to watch for is how you feel. Are you feeling kind of yucky all the time? Are you feeling unhappy, miserable? Do you find yourself just kind of wondering what would life be like with someone else or alone? Is there any verbal abuse in the relationship? Are you getting put down all the time or made fun of? Do you feel like when you hear your partner pull into the driveway that you get a little anxious? Or when you pull into the driveway, does your tummy hurt a little bit? That's the first symptom. If you feel bad a lot, if you feel yucky a lot, you feel miserable or unhappy, you might be in a toxic relationship. The next thing you need to watch for is manipulation. If you're going through a relationship where you're getting tons of manipulation, if every time you turn around, there's some game being played, or your partner's trying to control your feelings, or you're trying to control their feelings, or if they get excited, you shoot down their happiness, or you get excited, they shoot down your happiness. If, let's say, you discover a new hobby, you just love to paint or something, and your partner's like, you're terrible at painting. That's a sign. Anything where partners don't support one another in the relationship, or one partner's doing all the supporting and the other one isn't, any kind of manipulation, negativity, that kind of stuff, possibly in a toxic relationship. If you or your partner is constantly feeling jealous or angry or upset about the other partner talking to people of the opposite or same sex, whatever y'all are into, or you're constantly being cheated on or worried about being cheated on, or your partner feels like they need to keep control over you all the time because you might cheat on them, if you get 20 questions every time you walk through the front door, if you feel like you're not allowed to have friends, and if you do have friends, your partner must control all the friends, if jealousy is going on anywhere in the relationship and it's a constant problem and it's becoming unhealthy and you're finding yourself feeling restricted by it, it could be a toxic relationship. Jealousy is a straight up poison to any healthy relationship. And number four, are you codependent or is your partner codependent? Do you feel like you can't enjoy your life unless you're connected to your partner? Are you kind of one of those joined at the hips kind of couples and you feel miserable if you're not with them, but then you also feel miserable when you are with them? Do you need every second of your partner's attention, or do they need every second of your attention? Do you feel like you're controlling or being controlled? If your partner's not home, do you feel scared or upset or nervous? Is there insecurity running rampant all over that relationship? Is that happening for you? If so, you might be in a toxic relationship.
People in a fake relationship don't communicate, and they won't share the intimate details with you about the things they do when they're away from you, and they'll make good excuses about why they can't communicate. Good is sarcastic here. The next thing is, you don't have a lot of romance in your relationship. While you might try to initiate some intimacy and really foster it in the relationship, your partner has no interest. And sometimes they'll force it just to shut you up, but clearly not of interest to the person that you're with. No romance, no real relationship. To be fair, romance does ebb and flow in a long-term relationship. But if it's just romance at the beginning of the relationship and then, you know, 6 months in, it's over and it never happens again, that's a problem. Remember, too, that romance sometimes, when you have kids, might be just taking the trash out for you when you didn't ask. But that's a whole other ball of wax. You might find that conflicts go unresolved in a fake relationship. I mean, in any relationship, you're going to have conflict. But that's kind of because that's part of what relationships are. You have to communicate, you have conflict, you work through it. If you're always in conflict resolution mode and you're never just being happy together, that can be a sign of a fake relationship. Other signs, you don't compromise. It's all them all the time. There's no effort to compromise or meet you halfway in this process. You might also not ever get asked what you're thinking or feeling, and if they do ask, they don't really want the answer. If your partner doesn't ask you, how was your day today? That might be a red flag. Authentic relationships are going to make you feel excited and passionate sometimes, and sometimes you're going to be bored. But in general, if you find that your partner is just indifferent to everything you have to say, they don't care about what you're saying, or they don't really care about anything in the relationship, that's a sign of a fake relationship. If you feel uncomfortable in your own skin, if you can't stand naked in front of your partner proudly, that might be a sign of a fake relationship, especially if you've been together very long. If your partner makes you feel like you don't matter, they are kind of out there, away from you, they're withdrawn, they don't share anything with you, and they don't care to be shared with, sign of a fake relationship. Bottom line, if you know something just isn't right, follow your gut, follow your intuition. That's what it all comes down to. And this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you think you're in a fake relationship? And if so, what are you going to do about it? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I want to take a quick minute to just give a quick shout out to my amazing channel members. You guys rock. Thank you so much for being your awesome selves and for all of your support helping me to help our fellow survivors discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. It means more to me than I can say. Thank you again so much. My amazing channel members include Angela, Susan, Roxanne, Debbie, Lorenzo, Life's Revival, Trisha, James, Marlene, Jen, Sarah Lee, Delilah, Boku, Paul, Janet, Pirlala, Laura, Charlie, Linda, Bible News Radio, Angel, Carrie, Beautiful Purpose, Alice, Cherie, Phoenix, Linnell, Marsha, and Lynn. Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you over there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.